Dear Creator, inside, come closer. Dear Creator, outside, come closer. Dear angels, guides, helpers, elementals of Gaia, come closer. Let me feel your support and connection. Meld with that piece of me that wants to have spiritual help come into my life and make it in a form that I can understand and feel. I give permission and allowance for the Creator to come closer, for my angels and my guides to come closer. I accept the unconditional love that is pouring forth to me. And I give honor and thanks for this moment where I have said yes to sit and listen to the divine messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. When we started this series, I told you that I would present four facets or faces of compassion. There are many faces or facets of compassion, and we would look at four. Some common, some more difficult. This is the third one. Of all of the four we studied, this catalytic one. The catalyst means the three, that is, the change that is coming, if you can understand this one, is the hardest. It's the hardest because it has to do with you personally. Let us do what we have done the last two times. We're going to give you a definition of compassion. And the definition that we give is not necessarily the one that you'll find in your society, in your dictionaries, because it comes from us. What is, in your opinion, the highest form of compassion? And that would be the one that comes from the other side of the veil. That can be transferred, assumed, and be part of you and assimilated because your soul is part of the creative source. I would like to give you yet again the definition of compassion. As we see it, compassion is the connection with the mind of spirit, the mind that of God, if you wish, of the creative source, a connection with the creative source, which allows a meld to occur that gives you the energy of mature benevolence, of open-heartedness, and an understanding of all that is around you. I'm going to say it again. Perhaps the words may change a little for you to hear it again and again and again. Compassion is the connection with the creative source, with God, that allows for a meld to occur that would give you the energy of open-heartedness, that would create benevolent, mature feelings that let you have an understanding that is beyond that which you've had before. What to do with that is next. Because in this, the third series of the facets or faces of compassion, it's compassion for yourself. Now, if you recall the first two, well, they are a little easier. Although the subjects were different, this subject is about you. If we would talk about one of the most difficult things for a human to do, it would be to understand how to love themselves. That's another channel. But within the scope of that, there is this: having compassion for yourself. There would be those who say, "Crying, I'm not even sure I know the difference." There would be those who say, "I don't even know where to begin." You'd be right. It's difficult to look at yourself in this fashion. Almost all consciousnesses, especially of the human being, start with survival. And after that, even after you have the maturity of the enlightened spirit that so many of you have, you're still looking at yourself in a total different way. There's so many, understandably, who go through life and they fight all the way. Things happen and they don't understand. And when the things happen, they feel, well, I don't know what I've done wrong, or perhaps I'm a victim. Perhaps this lifetime, nobody's going to care about me. And it goes on and on and on. And then you'll say, well, how would I have compassion for myself? If that's the case, how am I going to have compassion for myself? And then they would say, well, I know how. I'll feel sorry for myself. That's it. I feel sorry for me. I'm compassionate for me. Do you remember the first lesson? It's not pity, dear ones. Compassion is not pity. We gave you the definition. Compassion is not feeling sorry for yourself or for anyone else. Oh, no. So here we are with the idea that you can have a compassion for yourself. What have you been through? It doesn't matter how long you've lived. Young person, senior, doesn't matter. You've all gone through things that perhaps create your feeling of being less than or beat up perhaps or down. It is common to all consciousnesses, even as you grow up. Can you look at your life so far and say, I have gone through a lot and I'm still here? In fact, I am learning how to be more kind to myself. You might say that because that is the lesson, is it not? This is what we teach, is it not? That's what the circle of 12 is all about. You sit in the chair and you start to see yourself in a different light. Can you have compassion for your journey? Again, connection with the mind of God and the meld of benevolence and understanding, open-heartedness for yourself. Can you stand back and look at your name goes here and say, wow, what a life. What if you've been through it? You know what I'm talking about. There's an expression that I want to remind you of that we've used before. It's iron sharpens iron. Have you been sharpened lately? And if you have, can you have compassion for you in the situation, not as a victim, but as a victor? Being victorious in the light of having so many things happen and going through it and coming out the other side, as you must have, even to watch this. Wow, that's impressive. You can have compassion, connecting with the mind of God and seeing yourself and being open-hearted about it, benevolent about it, seeing yourself perhaps sitting in the chair and addressing yourself and say, I have compassion for this soul who has been through these things and has survived as a victor, not as a victim. Passing from victim to victory is that essence of having compassion for yourself. I invite some of you to hear this again so that you'll understand what I'm saying, what I'm talking about. The hardest thing for you to do is to step back from yourself. We have asked you to love yourself. You can love yourself because of what you've been through and because of that which is truly your sacred consciousness. And you'd be right to do so. You're a creature of the Creator, loved by the Creator. And that gives you the ability to be compassionate for yourself as well. I'll say it again. Compassion is the catalyst that creates things. If you can have compassion for these things that we are teaching you this month, what happens next is special. Did you know that compassion is the trigger that eliminates fear? If you are a compassionate person, you look at things completely different, including yourself. Let's say you step off into some unknown place or thing, something startling happens, or perhaps even something negative happens. Can you then stop, back up, and go, I got through that one. Wow. Iron sharpens iron. Can you look at yourself in a series of victorious events as you conquer the fear and you conquer that which is negative around you? It's the opposite of so many who fall into that pattern. Every time something happens, they say, oh, here it is again. What's going to happen again? Is it, oh, here it is again. I can never get ahead. We're telling you, dear one, that is not your legacy. That's not why you're here. You're here to conquer every one of those things and move into a light that then creates situations that you didn't expect. If you can have compassion, that is an element of God. And that element starts to grow with you, and then it becomes second nature to you. That not only will you have compassion for others and the plan and the things that we have told you in the first two, but now you come to yourself. And when you start to have compassion for yourself, here it comes, the healing begins. The cells of your body, the diseases that might be there, the things you think are coming your way genetically, all start to go away because you have chosen to be compassionate with that which is you. Your name goes here. That's when the healing starts. That's when you wipe away all of the things that would get in the way of your healing, your extended life. I've spoken of these things before. The more compassionate a person you can be, the more times you'll find yourself in the right place at the right time for synchronous things that you've always prayed for. This is the love we speak of that is possible with the sacred compassion that comes with the human being. It's in your soul. It's ready to go. You just got to learn to use it and to work with it. And the more you do, the better it gets. On the four faces or facets of compassion, this one is the most difficult. Compassion for self. Congratulations if you've understood this particular message. For we give it with the compassion of love that God has for you. Your name goes here. And so it is.